This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Monday morning finds leftover destruction in many American cities as anti-racism and anti-police brutality protests sprang up from California to Massachusetts over the weekend, all stemming from the death of George Floyd. The man charged in his death is due to make his first appearance in court Monday. Three other officers with him at the arrest have been fired, but for now face no charges. Floyd is the black man who died while being detained by police in the state of Minnesota 1 week ago. Floyd stopped breathing after a Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck for nearly 9 minutes, at one point saying he couldn't breathe. Chants of Black Lives Matter and I Can't Breathe echoed across the United States and other parts of the world as several major cities imposed curfews amid intensifying unrest. One closely watched protest was outside the Minnesota state capitol, where several thousand people gathered before marching down a highway. Hundreds of police and National Guard troops were deployed ahead of the protest. At one point, some of the protesters were forced to scramble for cover when a truck drove at high speed after having apparently breached a barricade. The New York Times said he was later arrested and there were no reports of injuries. There were other large-scale protests Sunday night, including in New York and Miami. In the Colorado city of Denver, a man said he was shot with a pepper pellet while recording police leaving the scene of a demonstration. He uploaded video to social media, which appears to show the moment he was struck with an object from close range. He said the contents of the pepper ball exploded in his face. However, he did not suffer any long-term injuries. For continuing coverage on this story and all the day's news, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Meanwhile, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says the state's attorney general will take the lead in any prosecutions in the death of Floyd. Walz said he decided Attorney General Keith Ellison needs to lead the case. Activists, a civil rights group, and some city leaders have called for the governor to appoint an independent prosecutor. At one point during weekend protest, Secret Service agents rushed U.S. President Donald Trump to an underground bunker as hundreds of protesters gathered outside the White House, some throwing rocks and tugging at police barricades just outside the executive mansion. That's according to a Republican close to the White House, not authorized to publicly discuss private matters. It was also confirmed by another official. Later today, the president will meet by video conference with governors, law enforcement, and national security officials on keeping American communities safe. U.S. health officials warn there could be a new surge in coronavirus cases following the protests of the death of George Floyd. Protesters have been seen with and without masks at demonstrations around the U.S. in recent days. Social distancing is hard to observe in normal conditions, but is almost impossible during a protest. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom noted the pandemic is also affecting racial minorities at a higher rate. She added anyone who was at a protest in Atlanta this weekend should be tested for COVID-19. With nearly 1.8 million COVID-19 infections, the U.S. has more cases than anywhere else in the world. There have been more than 100,000 COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. Worldwide, nearly 6.2 million people have been infected, and more than 372,000 of them have died. In Italy, two of Rome's most iconic tourist attractions have opened their doors to visitors, but under dramatic new conditions to reduce crowds and the possibility of contagion after 3 months of coronavirus shutdown. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Then have their temperatures taken. Before being allowed in, masked visitors have waited in line, spaced apart, to then have their temperatures taken before being allowed in to tour the Sistine Chapel and other treasures. While across town, another big attraction, the Colosseum, has also opened, but just to small groups of reservation-only visitors. The ancient site's director says the reopening, albeit under strict security and hygiene norms, is a sign of hope and a sign of restarting in a positive way with a different pace. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran's health minister said Monday the country could face a second, stronger wave of new coronavirus infections if people ignore guidance and social distancing rules. The Islamic Republic, one of the worst-hit countries in the region, started easing its lockdown in April after a drop in deaths, but May saw an uptick in the rate of reported infections compared with mid to late April, an acceleration the government put down to increased testing. The health minister said in a news conference broadcast on TV, the outbreak is not over yet. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.